of the Howl Hoist, where participants tried to pick up stones of varying weights from 100 pounds to 300 pounds. It went really well. No one got hurt. I was really concerned that someone was going to drop one of those big stones on their foot.
Right.
But you know, Chuck, you were there as well. It was an exciting event. It was fun, and the people that participated seemed to enjoy it. So hopefully it'll be something that we do bigger and better each and every year.
So were you able to witness some savvy strength out there, Greg?
There were some people that were pretty stout, as they say. I don't know that anyone lifted the 300-pound. There were certainly attempts at that, but the effort involved, and of course it was muddy, and so the more the stone got dropped, the slicker it became. So it was a little tricky at that point. But yeah, it was fun. The best part about it is I didn't have to lift any of those stones. That would have been a whole different story. So yeah, it was fun and interesting.
And the other thing too that I've found really gratifying is I had a chance to talk with a few of the lifters. They said they were definitely coming back next year. And B, the plan for maybe an expanded Howl Hoist going into more of the Howl Games type of setup, maybe at the farmstead for maybe years down the road, perhaps as soon as next year.
Yes, that's kind of capitalizing. Stone picking up or stone tossing are events that happen in Europe. So we're going to try to check out more types of things like that, whether it's like the Scottish Games where they throw the big telephone pole,
right,
that kind of stuff. But we're going to expand this and offer more things, and it should be fun going forward. Something new and different here for Emporia.
All right, so the fuse is lit on that. Good weekend. What about your band book club, Greg?
The band book club is a thing that we've been doing for about 6 months now. We come and talk about books that have been banned. This session's selection is Moth 1 and 2, which is German for mouse. It is a satire on Nazi Germany, and so it's a very interesting book. Actually, both books are quite interesting, and so that'll be this month's selection. And we get more and more participation as we go, so this is something we hope to continue on, historically speaking, about banned books.
Well, Greg, tell us about the Sunflower Summer.
So it is a Kansas Department of Tourism attempt to get students, K-12, to explore their home state. They have come up with this Sunflower Summer, whether it's an app you download on your phone, and you go to participating sites, Lyon County History Center being one of those, and you come in and do follow the bouncing ball on your app, and you get a check mark, and you move on to the next spot. So it's a way to get people in the door and a way to get young people to discover their home state. So we're excited about participating in that this year. So it's a new event for us, new event for the state, so it should be fun.
Is this one of those things where you kind of reach out to the Department of Tourism and say, hey, yeah, we'd like to be involved in this, or do they reach out to you, or do they just automatically kind of plop you on the list and say, hey, go here?
They broadcast that this was going to be an event sometime in January. We had to sign up for it, but we thought this was something that would be fun to participate in, and so we signed up, and they accepted us. It was an acceptance thing, and so you had to be picked out, and so we're happy to be a part of this potentially fun event.
Well, tell us about your involvement now with the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance.
So the Southeast Kansas Museum Alliance is a fairly new phenomenon. We are brand new to it. They've expanded out what was the original Southeast corner of the state and moved over a little bit to the west, and so that includes Lyon County. So we are now a participant in that. They, this summer, are having a passport program where you go to participating sites, get a passport, and then you get stamps in that passport. And so we have both the passports and the stamps here at the History Center. This program ends August 17th. So if you want to be a participant in that, come by. We'll hook you up. Should be another fun event. Just a way to get people out and about in the state, discover all the joys and wonders that are already here in the state, and just expanding on that.
And you also have coming up a business after hours here really soon.
Yes, and in fact, it's a week from tomorrow. So if you are a member of the Emporia Area Chamber of Commerce, the May edition of Business After Hours will be here at the History Center on Thursday, August 16th. We will have the traditional Business After Hours snacks and drinks and goodies. But what we do have that other people don't have is a mummy's foot.
What?
What now?
Mummy, we have a real live, verified mummy's foot from Egypt. Now, the only thing I can think of, there is a mummy wandering the afterlife, hopping around looking for this foot, but it's here in our collection. It's one of those weird things how we ended up with it, but here it is. So, again, Thursday, May 16th, 5 o'clock here at the Lyon County History Center. Come by and check out the mummy's foot.
You don't get that at any other business after hours, I can assure you that.
No, it's unique.
Yeah, that's a week from tomorrow at the Lyon County History Center. And, mummy's foot, and I'm sure that Greg will be real anxious to tell you the story behind that, too, when you show up.
I'll be happy to fill you with knowledge.
All right, what about memberships, Greg?
Memberships are always available here at the Lyon County History Center. $30 for an individual, $50 for a family. It goes up from there for businesses. If you would like to be a participant in our membership program, you can call us at 620-340-6310 or stop by 7-Eleven Commercial or visit us on our website, explorelyoncounty.org.
Good stuff as always. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
Yeah, Greg Jordan, Executive Director, Lyon County History Center. It is 8:57.
May is here, and so are many gift-giving events. Mother's Day, Nurses and Teachers Appreciation Days, graduations, and weddings. This is Kim with the Sweet Granada. Whether you need